Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Tinser is here, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of SpiderWorks, the author of Cause of Disturbance, his exciting new book, which he co-authored with John Paolo Cardoso, and he's our good friend, Ken. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about change, how to affect change, how to make it happen, to accomplish the goals that your company needs to accomplish. We talked earlier you got to find the way where you're stuck before you can move on. And one of the things that I know you talk about, Ken, in your work with folks and in your book, is if you're getting ready to have a gathering of your people to talk about where you're going forward, you think you need to set them up a little bit for that meeting or those sessions, right? You need to have a little some kind of advance warning or something. What do you do for them?
Well, I think it's about I'll call it pre-engagement, because a lot of times if you walk in cold to brainstorming and people know that sales are down, they walk in with a sense of fear, and I don't like fear. I mean, urgency is great. For me, fear is not. So what I always like to do is talk to the people who will be in the room in advance, sort of lay out the land for them, why we're having the meeting, give them some ideas or some tasks to think about. One, it comes, they come in better prepared. Two, fear is replaced by urgency. Mm-hmm. And I think that all too often, people walk in and think, wow, I wonder if one of us is going to get fired. And it's a little too adversarial versus working together. So, come in, know what the lay of the land is, be better prepared to work together. And I just find the outcomes of meetings that are, laid out that way are just much stronger.
How would you notify people about that? I mean, would you send them an email? Do you have a meeting to have before you have the meeting? Get people together and say, okay, guys, tomorrow we're going to meet for 2 hours instead of our 5-minute meeting we're having right now, or maybe at the end of the meeting this Monday, we tell them what's going to happen the next Monday.
I prefer, whenever possible, one to one and face to face.
Oh, really?
I like, especially with senior level people, I like to have that back and forth. I like to engage them. I like to read them to understand if there are any fears or hesitations, or maybe some. As you said before, not everybody fits the team. There might be some skill set issues we need to address. And, I'm still a face-to-face kind of person whenever possible.
Well, the advantage of that is if you, back to our previous comment about someone that maybe there's a team member who's not always helpful when it comes to new stuff, if you know that person is like that, then you have a little prayer meeting before the meeting where everybody's together, and say something like, "Now, John, I know you don't like change, but you're going to have to get on the ball here. I need you to step up and be a leader. What do you think?"
Well, definitely, and I can also help you when you get into the meeting, because you can set up the meeting by saying, "Yes, change is difficult. Here are the top three things that I know are going to be difficult to change within the organization, but." Guess what, guys? We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to work together. So you can turn that negative. You can diffuse the negative, from the get-go. Don't let it permeate under the surface, and get everybody marching together very quickly.
Well, and if you can get the person who everybody knows is kind of the curmudgeon of the bunch, of the malcontent, if you can get that person to become a stakeholder, a champion of things, somehow get them. That person to be on board, then you can bring a lot of other people on board, can't you?
Well, you definitely can, and champion's a key word, because in change you really need some great leaders and great leadership. I think one of the big issues with change is, once you get people past the obstacles, we don't often do the same rigorous planning that we do with other parts of our business. And the very nature of change is that you're doing something differently. So you actually need more planning, more steps, more checkbacks, if you will, and they can be face-to-face or they can be electronic. But once you've reduced those obstacles or the barriers, keep it coming. Keep mm-hmm. people working together. Keep them up to date. If something goes a little off track, know about it right away. You don't know about it 6 months after it's gone off track.
How do we... What's one big step we can take to give our new project the maximum opportunity to be successful? Once we do some of the things we've been talking about, what's the next thing that we can do because I know you've got the statistics that show that only about 70% of the things that we attempt don't make it.
Well, after we have the definition and we have the plan and we have success as an end goal. To me, it truly is having that project leader or we call them change champions. And I find that with a lot of these projects that are a little bit loose, that as leaders, we think we're in charge of them and we'll have, meetings along the way. But I think that you need somebody responsible for that project like you do with any other project mm-hmm. that you're trying to implement in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And have them overseeing the team and have them reporting back to you.
Right. Well said.
Responsibility is everything in business.
Hey, Ken, great stuff today. Good job. Well done. And congratulations again on the book, Cause a Disturbance. That's the book, ladies and gentlemen, causeadisturbance.com. Ken Tencer, T-E-N-C-E-R, if you're Googling him. Ken, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Carlos to take us out.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.